Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad expressed, quote, readiness to positively reach a deal to end the war in Gaza in a joint statement on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A senior Hamas official said on Tuesday the Palestinian militant group had accepted a United Nations-backed ceasefire resolution and is ready to negotiate details, a move the U.S. called a hopeful sign. Qatari and Egyptian mediators said they had received a formal reply from Hamas to the truce proposal, and Hamas and its ally, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, issued a joint statement on Tuesday expressing, quote, readiness to positively reach a deal to end the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The UN Human Rights Office is citing possible war crimes by Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups in connection with a deadly raid by Israeli forces that freed four hostages over the weekend. Office spokesman Jeremy Lawrence on Tuesday expressed concerns about Saturday's raid at an urban refugee camp.
Seriously calls into question whether the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution, as set out under the laws of war, were respected by the Israeli forces.
Palestinian health officials say at least 274 Palestinians, including dozens of women and children, were killed in the operation. A UN agency said on Tuesday a boat carrying migrants sank off the coast of Yemen, killing at least 49 people and leaving another 140 missing. The International Organization for Migration says the boat was carrying roughly 260 Somalis and Ethiopians from the northern coast of Somalia across the Gulf of Aden when it sank Monday off Yemen's southern coast. This is VOA News. Malawi's president says the vice president and nine others have died in a plane crash. The wreckage of the military plane carrying Vice President Saulos Chilima was found in a mountainous area in the country's north after a search that lasted more than a day. President Lazarus Chakwera said on Tuesday there were no survivors. The plane went missing Monday morning while making a 45-minute flight from the southern African nation's capital. Air traffic controllers told the plane not to attempt a landing at the airport because of bad weather and poor visibility and asked it to turn back. Ukraine and its allies drummed up support to protect Ukrainian cities from Russian missiles at a conference in Berlin on Tuesday and rallied international businesses to put their faith and billions of dollars into post-war construction. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was hoping to come away from the conference with pledges of billions of euros for defense and agreements on building a new and more modern energy system.
This meeting in itself is already a result, because it is very difficult not to lose allies and partner countries.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz cited World Bank estimates that Ukraine could need $500 billion over a decade. He added companies had to be offered a business case for investing.
The reconstruction of the country will require massive investment. This will not be possible without private capital.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden was convicted by a jury on Tuesday of lying about his drug use to illegally buy a gun, making him the first child of a sitting U.S. president to be convicted of a crime. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Prosecutors charged him with two counts for allegedly lying about his drug use on paperwork to purchase a handgun, and one count for unlawfully possessing a handgun while using drugs. A 12-member jury found him guilty on all three charges.
No one in this country is above the law.
U.S. Department of Justice Special Counsel David Weiss, who brought the Hunter Biden case, spoke after the verdict.
This case was about the illegal choices defendant made while in the throes of addiction.
Sentencing guidelines for the gun charges are 15 to 21 months. But legal experts say defendants in similar cases often get shorter sentences that may not involve prison.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Chinese police say a suspect is in custody in a stabbing attack on four instructors from the U.S. state of Iowa's Cornell College who were teaching at a Chinese university in the northeast city of Jilin. China's foreign ministry says the injured were rushed to a hospital for treatment and none were in critical condition. I'm Joe Ramsey.